I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Two basketball blue bloods will clash on the court once again tomorrow when the Kentucky Wildcats take on North Carolina in Chicago as part of the CBS Sports Classic. Kentucky is coming off a bounce-back home win over Utah, while the Tar Heels are riding sky-high after taking down Gonzaga in the Dean Dome. So what should we expect to see in this game tomorrow? Well, joining me once again for the scouting report is LEX18 sports anchor Keith Farmer. Good day to you, Keith.
How are you doing, Alan?
Very well. So many college basketball observers, some that even write for the Herald Leader, say the Wildcats need a signature win as they get ready for the annual showdown against Louisville and then the conference schedule. What's your take on that?
Yeah, they definitely do. I mean, they've had their opportunities and they've just not happened. And I'm not sure that Seton Hall would have necessarily been a signature win, but it would have been a win away from Rupp Arena, which is something that the Wildcats need to learn how to do before they head into the SEC. So this would definitely be one of those that would be a huge win, and not only that, over a top 10 team and you know, in another tough environment.
Now, UK has, as you mentioned, lost to Seton Hall, but also there was that beatdown at the hands of Duke, and you don't want to lose to another ACC rival this year.
Did they play Duke? I don't remember. I don't know. I'm trying to put that one out of my head.
As I'm sure they are, too.
Exactly. And, you know, yeah, that's the thing is that, you know, you've got a chance at three of them this year with Kansas coming in later on this season in the SEC Big 12 Challenge. So, yeah, you're getting a good shot at some of these teams this year. And you'd like to see them get at least, it'd be nice to see them get two, which would mean they'd have to sweep North Carolina and Kansas. So you're right. I mean, especially for, you know, the fans, this is what they get excited about, these big-time matchups between the major schools and the blue bloods, as you call them. And I'd love to see them get a chance to play well against North Carolina.
Now, Carolina is not undefeated. They lost earlier this season to Michigan and Texas. What do we have to look out for this with this team?
Well, it's a balanced scoring team. I mean, they really don't have – I mean, they've got one guy who scores quite a bit, averaging 16 points in Cameron Johnson. But then you're talking about four guys that are averaging double figures. So this is a well-rounded team. It's a team that, you know, you're not going to be stopping that one guy. You're going to have to play some solid defense, which, you know, if there's something to hang your hat on, I think Kentucky may have played its best game last time out against Utah, just all the way around. I think they look pretty good defensively, and they obviously look good offensively. So if they can find the guy that's hot tomorrow, be it Keldon Johnson, be it P.J. Washington or Tyler Hero, that's what Kentucky is going to need to do. And then, you know, when it comes to defense, they're going to have to do a lot of talking. They're going to have to be aware of, you know, all those guys that are on the court that are averaging in double figures and making sure they're playing some of their best D of the season.
All right, you mentioned that Utah game. Kentucky hit their most threes in a contest for this season.
Yeah.
Do you expect them to jack up a lot of threes in this game?
You know, I mean, it's like Coach Cal says. He likes them to take a certain amount, but if they take too many, I think he wants around 22 to 23. But he believes when they start taking too many more than that, that's when they can get into trouble trying to make too many shots from the outside. So I think we'll see them sticking with the norm. And again, hopefully one of those guys, like a Keldon Johnson or Tyler Hero, Emmanuel Quickly, one of those guys kind of catches fire and they're able to, you know, keep hitting from the outside.
All right, let's go down in the low post. Which team has the better game there?
Well, you know, I think Kentucky might be the team that has the better low post presence. So, you know, again, I know Coach Cal really likes pounding it down inside. And I think this is going to be one of those games where we're going to have to see, you know, PJ taking over. We're going to have to see Reed Travis really step up and have a great game. I think it's really essential for him in this one because not only is he going to have to play some good defense down low, but they really need to see him start to explode and a little more scoring, passing the ball a little quicker than he has been in recent games. He sometimes gets the ball and holds on to it too long. So you want to see him get in there and then get it outside where there are players that are able to get a shot off.
All right, turning quickly to football. Earlier this week, the Wildcats signed 21 new players. Give us a couple of big gets for the program.
I tell you, let's start with Louisville because they got four guys out of Louisville. And I think you're going to see a couple of those. They were linebackers. And Vince Merrill, the recruiting coordinator, just said, we had our best linebacking core that we've signed ever. And that says a lot, you know, because of what they've had recently in Josh Allen and Cash Daniel and Jordan Jones, guys like that. And, you know, they've even got some pretty good ones right now that are freshmen this year. So those two guys, Jared Casey and J.J. Weaver out of Louisville, are going to be a couple of guys that can maybe step in pretty soon. They were really high on the defensive lineman, Moses Douglas. His dad was Maurice Douglas, who played at Kentucky. So, you know, it wasn't a certainty that they were getting him just because his dad went here. And they did. And Ohio State really, really worked hard trying to get him to switch towards the end. And they were up all night on the phone with him, making sure he was going to sign with Kentucky. And that's what he did. So I think those are some of the guys they were excited about. Losing as many as they were losing on defense, that's why they went out and they really worked hard to get some defensive players this year.
All right. Of course, you and I will talk more in depth as we get closer to the bowl game and the UK-UofL war in the Yum Center in basketball. Those conversations will be for another time. But our guest today on the Scouting Report has been LEX 18 sports anchor Keith Farmer. And have a great week ahead.
Thanks, Alan. You too.